The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Good Boys. What if the guys who made Superbad and Sausage Party made an R-rated comedy starring 12-year-old boys? Well, they did, and it's the hilarious new movie, Good Boys. Critics and audiences have been loving Good Boys, raving that you'll laugh for 90 minutes straight and that it's delightfully inappropriate, wildly raunchy, and undeniably sweet. Don't miss Good Boys in theaters August 16th. Enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greeny baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. Coming to you once again. Hang on. I got more than one piece of paper. Coming to you once again from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles. It's Thursday, July 23rd, 2019. Wait, what? Which part did I say wrong?
Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. What's wrong about that? What?
I said Thursday?
Oh, okay. Jesus, I'm like, it says Tuesday right here. Anyway, it's Friday, July 23rd, 2019, and I've got good news and I've got bad news.
No.
Yeah, I know, right? That's how the world works. Put Your Hands Together is ending next week. Yeah, that's the bad news. I mean, you know, I don't know why it's ending, but good luck to them. But that means Doug Loves Movies is going to switch to the 8 o'clock Tuesday, not Thursday, Tuesday slot here at UCB on August 13th. And then it'll be like every other Tuesday at 8 o'clock instead of 9:30. I appreciate you late birds coming out for the 9:30, and I hope you can make it to the 8 o'clock shows. More bad news, though. Yeah, it doesn't stop, Chelsea. The second show we did in San Diego is a lost episode. Did not get recorded. Apologies to my guests, Jonah Ray, Clark Wolf, Nick Rutherford, and Sam Levine. Well, I'll have all of them back on soon, but they took time out of their Comic-Cons to do what will now be a private, never heard by anyone else, anywhere, ever show. So if you were there, feel special. So now, since no one except the live audience heard it, I'm going to use the script from that show for this show tonight. I don't know why I had to admit that, but maybe because at some point I'll say something wrong and I'll say Clark, or, you know, I'll refer to something that happened in that show. But I think I've got it all mapped out perfectly, and it's gonna be just fine. Here we go. So how's your Comic-Con going, everybody? You having a good con? What's the best thing you've seen? Yeah, that was cool. Yesterday I got high on a bus and two boats. Yeah, also, do we have name tags?
Yeah.
Look at Chelsea over there with a very complicated lot going on your name tag. I don't even know if we need to discuss it. I don't think you ever bring a name tag, and now you brought one that's too complicated to talk about. Great job. Edwardians of the Galaxy?
Edwardians.
Edwardians of the Galaxy. I like it. They should go with that. Do we even have enough name tags for all of my guests? I think we're just going to squeak by. So congratulations, everybody brought a name tag. Most of you are going to be chosen. Doug Loves Movies is back at the Punchline in San Francisco this Saturday, July 27th at 4:20. And for all my other dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah! Wallace!
From the corrections department, John C. Reilly is not in Must Love Dogs. He's in Year of the Dog, but that incorrect answer didn't affect the outcome of the games, fortunately, because I'd hate to have to go back and get the prizes from somebody to give to somebody else. Dug out to the bus I just did dabs on, you know, a few days ago. Deets are on my social media, but mj.tours is a good place to start. Prize bag. I brought a bunch of stuff that I've accumulated. I got a kettle chips. Sent me a whole fucking shit ton of chips, and so I'm, you know, paying those forward because I can't eat a whole giant box full of chips. IFC Films, our friends over there sent us tons of stuff, so I'll give those out over many episodes. I got Black 47. Whatever that is, it's got Hugo Weaving in it, and The Catcher Was a Spy, a Paul Rudd movie that I'm just hearing of now. I got a mug from our friends at Patreon. I've got the Patreon for my weed show, Getting Doug with High. You can go join the 420 Club there at Patreon, and a Doug Benson pin from rockinpins.com, and a T-shirt that I got in Tucson, Arizona from a dispensary there that I've already mentioned on the show before, I think. I think I mentioned them. I'll mention them next time. Maybe. All of that, plus the stuff brought by my guests. Please give it up, everybody, for Josh Molina, Arusha Hirway, David Huntsberger, and Jason Mewes. Yeah, here they come, finding their way. It's a tough town, Hollywood, and sometimes the doors aren't open to everybody. You got to find your way, figure it out. There he is.
Oh, I can scooch in.
Sit wherever you want, guys.
Shotgun.
Yeah, finally a panel of all men. I've been desperate to do that. Let's meet them individually, starting with our first timer on the far end down there. It's Jason Mewes, everybody. Yay. Hello. Can you believe it? Thank you for being here, dude. So nice to meet you.
Thank you.
All these years I've been, you know, running across, you know, your buddy Kevin And Kevin Smith's always been super cool to me, and he's been on this show, but you and I have never met somehow.
We have not, and I appreciate you inviting me. You busted my cherry. I've never been in this building, and I've...
You've never been to the UCB Theater?
I have not.
And most of your, like, when you're screen acting, it's mostly improvised, so this just seems like it'd be the perfect spot for you.
They've never let me in here. They've always kept me out.
They refuse to let you in?
Yeah, yeah. They're like, "You're horrible. Get out of here." But no, I used to live on Bronson too, so I used to like walk to the coffee shop every day and see everyone lined up to come in here, and I'd be like, "Ooh." But yeah, so yeah. This is my first time. I'm very excited.
Well, so happy to have you. And what's your a publicist reach out to make this happen? What's your thing that you're
In October, we have Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. It's a sequel to the Jay and Silent Bob movie, or reboot. I directed my first feature called Madness in the Method. Comes out August 2nd at Stan Lee and Dean Cain, Terry Hatcher, Danny Trejo. So it was awesome. It was a lot of fun. So I have two movies coming out. I'm very excited.
That's great.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for coming here to promote that stuff.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. To your right, we have a frequent guest on the program. It's been a minute since he's been on, but I'm excited to have him back. It's David Huntsberger, everybody.
Hello. Good to be back. Back where it all started.
What are you doing, dude? This is where it all started.
What am I doing?
Yeah. You reached out to me. It sounds like you had something to promote.
I've got some stand-up shows coming up, and then I'm going to record some of the material at the end, so I wanted to get the word out about that. And then this stand-up special I did a few years ago, One-Headed Beast, which I brought for the prize bag, just randomly showed up on Amazon Prime. So I wanted to get the word out about that. We put like tons of...
Randomly? You had nothing to do with it.
We licensed it to...
My shit's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah. It was really
get
odd.
It.
Yeah. And my girlfriend was looking up... She writes books, and she was looking up her to see how many she had on there. She goes, "Oh, I'm credited." And, "Hey, did you know this is on Amazon Prime?" So we looked it up, and no one had emailed or anything to say like, "Hey, get the word out." But I'm doing it now.
And I just want to know, I'm curious about that number. How many books does your girlfriend have on there?
Well, it's a lot. She does nonfiction kids books, so it's like 70. It's a bunch.
What? She's written 70 books?
Yeah, she's very prolific. Emily
Yeah, well,
books.
If it's for kids, like, it doesn't even have to fucking make sense.
That's the move.
As much as 70 nonsense books.
I didn't tell Jason backstage, but the Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back commentary, you guys are telling this story about walking across the street and someone cuts you off or something, and then Kevin can't think of what to say, and then very slowly goes, "You are the one who is the asshole."
Yeah.
And that's such a bizarre story, but I think about it all the time. Someone nice. Cuts me off or something, I'm like, "You are the one." So anyway,
I didn't introduce myself because he wasn't in there in the beginning, and then I came in. I was like, "Did I introduce myself already?" And sorry, I almost forgot, being that you're talking about this, really quick. Besides the movie, Kevin and I are going to be doing, it's called the Reboot Roadshow Tour. So I'm supposed to also mention that, because Kevin and I are going to go screen the movie when we go out, and we're going to watch the movie with everyone and afterwards do Q&As and such.
That's
so
awesome.
People could come out and watch the movie, and then afterwards listen to Kevin and I talk about our bungholes and all that. So.
Yeah, he's and you along with him are like most interactive with the fans, and it's pretty cool.
I try to. We just got back from Comic-Con. It was awesome. I was telling these guys. So
yeah, I had a real nice time at Comic-Con. You'll hear a little bit more about that later.
Nice.
Yeah, or you'll see something very very Comic-Con-y in a little bit.
I love it.
But let's meet another new guest to the program. So excited to have anybody on the show whose name I'm nervous about pronouncing. But I'm going to try to say it right. Rusha Hirway is here, everybody. Rusha, is that right?
Rusha. No.
How do you say it?
Rishi.
Rishi. Rishi.
Yeah, that is really hard to say.
Right? I mean, when you're looking at it, because it's not spelled right. You need to spell it right. But happy to have you here. You're the co-host of the West Wing podcast.
That's right.
And turns out a fan of this program.
Very much. Yeah.
And so we
asked to be on tonight.
Yeah. You know what's going on, and you think you're going to do well at the games?
No, probably not.
No,
but I'm really excited
because you know Josh, and you know he's probably good at this.
He's going to cover for me.
He's pretty good. Yeah,
I'm no. Right.
He said he wasn't very good.
Yeah, I want to set the bar low. I've maybe since I last saw you, maybe I used to be. I have some sort of early onset dementia thing.
Oh, really?
that around famous names. I recently, for 4 days, I couldn't think of Jack Warden's name.
Well,
I was like, I'm not going to Google
most
it.
Most of the people in this crowd have your back on that.
Oh, okay.
They don't know who you're talking
well,
about.
Well, maybe I could beat
but
these
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, yeah. But he's a great actor. And
I'll see someone. I'll be like, I work with him.
It's frustrating when you can't, but that's the thing. I mean, if you got early onset, you also got IMDb. So
I know, but
you could just jump on there and answer the question while
I won't
you're
do it. I went
yourself.
4 full days, and then I was like, oh, Jack Warden.
Yeah, once you finally get it, it's so
satisfying. How long
satisfying.
Do we have to play these games?
It'll
do we
just
have
pop
a 4 day?
Into your head. No, we don't have that. You can't get back to us later with an answer. But,
were you watching Dirty Work? Guys, I came to play.
What?
Isn't he in Dirty Work?
I guess so.
Just set my own bar.
Okay.
Letting you know.
All right. Yeah. It doesn't matter. It's just for fun.
I just wanted to make sure I had
we're
the right
just
guy.
Funning around, you know.
Don't take no crap off nobody. That's a famous quote from that movie.
But even though we just chatted,
that sounded like him.
Oh my god, I love impressions. But even though we just chatted with him, I didn't ID him. It's Josh Molina, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah, often on the like the 12 guests of Christmas shows, you've been on a couple of those where
that's what I was saying earlier.
There's more pressure there.
Well, and there is more pressure there. It's a big spotlight. But there's also you can also bid and sort of survive a few rounds without actually being challenged.
Oh, right, that's true.
So I'm like, I made it 7 rounds, and then when I finally had to participate, I lost.
Yeah, well, but that's part of the fun, is that any game where you can just kind of kick it down the road and stay in it is good. We won't be doing that tonight at all.
I was afraid of that.
It's get the answer right or die tonight. we're going to do some serious shit. And let's find out what we're playing for. There'll be an audience member that wins all the stuff you guys brought. What do you have there, Jason?
I feel left out. I was telling them in the back. They all brought like DVDs and CDs of themselves, soundtracks, and I brought a bong, a Jay and Silent Bob bong. Jay and Silent Bob.
You know, I should have went to you. I should have ended with you because that's probably the best thing.
Wrong crowd for that stuff.
That
man.
Get out of here. With that.
So yeah, there's a Jay and Bob water pipe and a bong and famous brands. It's really awesome, man. We got to, they let us be part of their merchandise, and they're making all sorts of grinders and trays, you know, rolling trays and all that good stuff. So I'm super stoked. But yeah, so I brought two goodies here.
That's more than enough. David Huntsberger, you got that aforementioned DVD of your special.
Yeah, I also too wish you had gone in a reverse direction with the prizes. But the reason it's a DVD, I know it's a dead technology, but it's two versions. There's one where it's me and some animation playing, and it's like 20 animators all volunteered, and we made this real funky animated version. And then, so the reason it's a DVD is there's a fully animated version on there. So if you want to use this bong and then watch that, you can just turn on music.
I feel like using the bong should happen before all the other items.
And then I brought this comic book.
You guys have brought, yeah, you brought your book, your book of little cartoons.
Cartoons and some scribblings I wrote down and stuff like that.
Yeah, so that's another thing to look at when you're high.
Yeah.
Rishi, what do you have?
Rishi.
Rishi, god damn it. I'm gonna get this right someday, Rishi.
An LP of my band, a record of mine, and then
the 1 AM Radio.
It's called the 1 AM Radio. Came out in 2007, and so speaking of dead technology, unless you have a record player, you can just put that on your shelf.
Yeah, you can just get high and read David's book, and then find a phonograph.
And I also brought a lapel pin from the West Wing Weekly.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, it's if you know the show, it goes especially well with a season 2 Thanksgiving episode.
Oh. What's this about West Wing Weekly ending?
Yeah, so we've been discussing every episode of the West Wing, and they made a lot of them, but we're now in the last season.
It's finite.
It's finite.
Yeah. Yeah. And so
like life.
Speak for yourself.
Why couldn't the two of you just pick another show? Like, or why not just start with season 1, episode 1 of Scandal?
Yeah.
Well, based on the audience reaction,
people seemed really into it, like in a kind of shocked,
I pitched doing
quiet it, sort of way.
I pitched moving on to Emily's Reasons Why Not, which ran for just the one episode, but
yeah,
I think we could knock it out for at least the week after we're done.
Sure, you get one more episode.
Right.
All right. Well, but it's cool that you did this thing and people are really into it, and you've got a final, like, a live performance coming up, right?
Yes, the finale of season 7 we will record live at the theater at the Ace Hotel, but we don't even have to push it because we sold out the day we announced it.
It's sold out immediately.
It's sold out.
Well, let's not talk about it then. Let's not make people feel bad about what they're going to miss.
That's right.
What'd you bring for the bag, Josh?
I brought this West Wing crack pipe. No, I brought...
You do understand this medium. The listeners thought that you really
See?
Brought...
This is music, original television soundtrack, music from the West Wing by W.G. Snuffy Walden.
Okay, Snuffy.
Thanks. And then the Scandal art department would take old scripts and recycle them into little notepads. This Ooh. One says Department of Justice. And this one is signed, Much Love, Kerry Washington and Shonda Rhimes. Although, in fairness, I wrote that myself.
No.
And two packs of Fruit Stripe gum.
Okay.
Yikes.
I was going to say, this
Stripes.
Is some bullshit till you
Sorry.
Brought out the gum. That's pretty sweet. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Pass everything down this way, and I will put it in the bag that I brought. You guys all went bagless. I like that. It's good for the environment.
Very green.
Super green. All right. So now that we've done that, I've got one question for everybody. We'll start with you, Josh, before we get to the games portion. Just what was the last movie you saw? Like, doesn't matter what format, could be at home or in a theater.
Excellent. My nephew, my son, and I, well, we bought tickets to see Stuber, and then we decided not to go see it. And because I'm a VIP at Fandango, I returned the only 3 seats that had been sold in the theater, sorry to say. And we watched Alita Battle Angel HD.
Why'd you have to bring up the movie that you blew off?
I just thought I would paint a little picture with words for the people. No, I'm excited to see it, but that's what we did. We decided.
Family decided we were going to go see Alita Battle Angel.
There was a certain...
There's a theater that has Alita Battle Angel?
No, we watched it at home.
Oh,
the real decision was not to leave
I get it. You decided not to leave and you stayed home and watched the big eye fighting lady.
I was surprisingly delighted by it.
Oh, that's good.
I was voting against it. I was outvoted and then I enjoyed it.
Well, I'm happy to hear that because I have not seen it yet, but I do want to.
I also enjoyed it.
Right?
There yeah, it's fun.
Much better than the billboard suggested.
What did the billboard say to you?
The billboard made it seem... I didn't even know what the technology was. It looked like an animated movie. I didn't realize there would be real people in it and also like
One girl with giant eyes.
Yes, giant creepy eyes.
I feel and like that... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Diminutive Christoph Waltz with a giant weapon as a warrior hunter. Not to spoil the film, but...
Yeah.
That sounds neat.
I feel like that and Valerian and John Carter of Mars are kind of all in the same, like, people didn't seem to love them, but they're pretty fun. Maybe I'm alone here, but I feel like that.
Yeah, I don't know why you dragged John Carter into this.
It's fun!
It is?
Yeah, it's fine. I had forgotten so much about all the press and everything. I just watched it recently with low expectations. Like, maybe they've just gotten so predictable lately that going back to something however many years ago, I was like, this is okay.
Maybe your idea of fun is being pleasantly surprised by something being eh when it was going to suck.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, oh, this does not suck.
Yeah.
So I'm really into it.
Yeah, I prepared myself for like needles under my fingernails and it was just like light waterboarding.
Setting the bar low. It's all about setting the bar low.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was pleasant.
Fair enough. Well, we'll get to you in a minute.
All right.
It's too bad about John Carter. Taylor Kitsch was all set to be a movie star.
He had a really bad string of luck there because his turn as Gambit didn't really get any attention, and then
Battleship.
Yeah. Oof.
Which it was such a great premise.
There wasn't in that movie. There wasn't enough people yelling out letters and numbers.
That's right. Yeah, but I'm excited for the Uno movie.
Oh my God, that's gonna be amazing. So what was the last movie you saw?
I saw Spider-Man Far From Home last week.
And everybody's raving about it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah? Can you be a voice of reason?
It was good. It was fun.
Okay, there you go.
It was fun.
Yeah.
You saw it?
Nah.
Oh.
I think
but everybody's like trying to drag me in to see it. Because I'm done with Avengers. Some of them died, and I'm done. And this one just seems unnecessary. But people are saying it's all right.
It's all right. Yeah, okay. It's fun. It's not. I liked the first one. Can you call whatever the last one? I liked Homecoming more. Mm-hmm. But this was fun. It was enjoyable.
I like him as Spider-Man.
He's great.
I don't have an issue with that. But I'm just curious about it'll just be interesting to see how they keep moving forward. They just announced at Comic-Con they got like 10 movies coming out in the next 2 years.
Yeah.
It seems like too much.
They start to feel like very expensive episodes of a TV show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, and these Netflix shows that have superheroes and stuff are just as good, and you don't have to plunk down the money and go to the theater, stay home like Josh Molina likes to do. David Huntsberger?
Yeah.
Last movie you saw? If you died today?
Yeah.
What would be the last movie of your life?
My friend, a guy I know, made it. It's on Amazon Prime. My friend Nick Chevalier made it. It's called Victor's History. It's kind of a documentary, but as you watch it, you're like, this feels kind of loosely scripted, which it is. And then it goes in a fun, cool direction.
Victor's History.
Yeah.
What kind of history? Sexual or family tree?
Family tree. He's convinced his father is the greatest dude. And then the movie is him trying to like retrace his dad's steps to sort of do this documentary. But it's also kind of meta in a way in that he's talking to a character in the movie who's debating whether or not to put in the energy to actually make the movie. So you're seeing kind of like, no, we got to go do this and show this. And then as that goes along, it really veers and it's unpredictable. You'll like it. Check it out.
How do you see it?
Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Oh, and also, has anyone here seen Arctic? Did you see Arctic?
Oh, with Mads Mikkelsen stuck in the fucking Arctic?
Yeah.
Looks like a bummer.
Love it. Couldn't love it more.
Really?
Because all the like you the love... constant, I love the serenity of it. Just quiet.
The serenity of sheer peril.
Yeah.
Like the guy is almost going to die throughout the entire thing and you find it serene.
All day long.
Did you watch the first season of The Terror?
No.
Also Arctic. You'd like it.
It's okay.
Very bleak and fantastic.
Right in my wheelhouse.
You like The Revenant?
This is like a more, serene version of The Revenant. The Revenant's tense.
Less
the whole
violent version of The Revenant, I guess.
Yeah, Arctic's more like...
Because he's not fighting anyone. He's just falling through the ice and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw the trailer a million times. It made me feel like I saw the movie.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell
that
you.
That happens.
I went in knowing nothing, which, I love.
That's
no
great,
expectations.
Great way to do it.
Yeah. And this was a nice massage to the scalp, not a light waterboarding. It was wonderful.
I love your rating system. Jason, what was the last movie you saw?
I saw America's Ass. No, I'm kidding. The Endgame, Avengers. Remember, he says, that's America's ass. Oh, it was really funny, I thought. Thor was amazing.
They didn't let you in here?
What happened?
Exactly, it's the biggest movie. Endgame is officially now
it took me a second, but I got it. But it wasn't my joke, so.
It's the biggest movie of all time. Avengers Endgame.
It made more
money than any other movie, which it seems to have done way too quickly.
The previous record holder also began with the letters AV.
Oh, Av. That's right.
Not that interesting, but true.
Thanos is, they did a great job on all the characters, I think. Thor is super funny in it. Like,
yeah, fat Thor is very
when
enjoyable.
His mom's, spoilers, everyone's seen it. When his mom's like, you're, you aren't the real Thor. And he's like, I'm not. And just the way he played it off, he was really funny. But that was the last movie. It was cool. We were in Vegas for Prime Week. Kevin and I got to do a Apex Twitch live event tournament. And while we were there, they put us up in the Palms movie theater suite. So oh, Kevin and I watched the Avengers on the big screen. It was really
what cool. A romantic.
It was fun. Yeah, we cuddled. Lovely. We had a blanket. We played the popcorn trick. You know, he put it on his lap and I ate it.
Did you do an intermission? Did you take a break at some point? It's so long.
We did, and that's what I think is great. I didn't actually get to see it in the theater, and everyone, except, well, not everyone, but my buddy Kevin thought I was crazy. Because I'm a huge comic book fan. I've been going to Comic-Con since 97. Reading comics forever. But yeah, so I didn't get to go see it in the theater just because I was traveling a bunch and I didn't want to go by myself. But I love watching movies at home, so you can pause it. You used to go get some snacks and yeah. stuff, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Especially a movie that fucking long.
It was long, but it was good. I mean, I really dug the last fighting scene at the end was, I mean, when Doctor Strange came through and Peter Parker ran up and hugged Tony Stark, it was spoilers.
Yeah,
if you haven't seen it,
yeah, sure that movie's full of spoilers.
I'm sure everyone's seen yeah. it here. It took me till like 2 weeks ago. I just saw it for the first time, but next is Spider-Man. I didn't want to go see Spider-Man because everyone's saying you have to watch Avengers before you see Spider-Man.
Definitely. Yes,
because I was going to bring my kid. She's four. To go see Spider-Man. She loved Spider-Man, but I didn't want to go see it until I saw Avengers. So anyway, but yeah, so that will be my next movie.
She seen the Spider-Verse movie?
She has.
That one's so good.
Has she seen Victor's History?
No, but she saw the Arctic one. She was like, no!
Yeah, you show her Arctic and go, this is why we live in California.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good job, everybody, seeing those movies. I'm really impressed with your movie watching ability. So now we got to take it up a notch. And this is the part of the show where I say, "Let the games begin."
Boom, boom, boom.
We've got a few people that made little signs, name tags that they would like you to choose. Each of my guests gets to go select one, and bring it back with you to the table.
All right.
Just whatever one speaks to you the most. We've got, if you like Guardians of the Galaxy, if you like, what's this Hollywood one over here? Once Upon a Time. Once Upon a Time in Ian Hollywood. Good job, Ian. So yeah, just pick one and bring it back. And while you do that, we'll go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, don't forget to go see Good Boys in theaters on August 16th. And if you're in the Traverse City, Michigan area, be a good boy or girl and come see me doing three shows over 3 days, August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Go to tcff.org for deets. Back to the show.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
All right, we're back. Who are you playing for, Josh Molina? No, it's her name should be...
I'm playing for Casey. Is positive energy, is that coaching for me?
No, oh. Yes. Yes, she's hoping that you'll just stay
positive. Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm playing for Casey. Thing. Murder. Yeah. The blind guy couldn't see it. The deaf guy couldn't hear it. Now they're both wanted for it. KC, no evil, hear no evil.
Yeah, you know that's that clever movie, See No Evil, Hear No Evil?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with the comedy legends Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor. I wouldn't recommend it to anyone who wants to keep them in the comedy legends category. It's kind of a rough movie. There's a few scenes where Gene Wilder has a stunt double that you're just like, who's that guy in a curly wig? It's pretty rough. But KC, no evil, yep, hear no
clever.
Evil.
Clever, I like it.
Caught your eye.
I'm just going to try to keep it positive.
There you go. Who do you got?
Rishi.
Yeah. I'm not going to get it wrong again. Your buddy from now on. What's up, buddy? Rishi.
I think I'm playing for Zach.
Yeah. Yeah, Zach.
It says experience it in DLM.
Yeah, instead of IMAX.
But then it says from the team that assembled the Clerks movie.
Hey. Oh.
How did you do that?
What are the odds?
Yeah, slip that in there. Must have heard a rumor someone was going to be here tonight.
And then the Lego Zachman.
Yeah, there you go. It's you picked Lego it. Batman. He's got a little joint in his mouth.
Yeah, it's a Lego it's Batman. The Lego Batman mini.
You're trying to get me fired from the series. what?
One thing.
Yeah, please.
Mention, just because, really, I mean, Jason, I feel like this is for you.
Yeah.
A Clerks poster was the very first movie poster that I ever bought. You were in on my wall.
Really?
My freshman year of college.
And he remembers the quote? I mean, come on, Josh, give me something, baby.
I'm too old. You were on my son's college wall.
Josh is my dad.
No, it's 94.
I was 48 in 94.
No, you are not. You're probably not
give
much older than I am.
Hey, positive energy, people.
You got it.
Yes.
David, what do you have there? It looks like you've got like a lot of good stuff with your name tag.
Yeah, oh. It feels like they robbed a convenience store. There's a mini Ving vodka distilled from farm fresh corn. Two joints. They look hand-rolled. A little suspect, perhaps. And then Tortoises by Ashby Confections. Dark chocolate, pecans. I say pecans. You say pecans?
Yeah, I think there's weed in all of those things.
With Monterey based
so I don't know.
Sea salt.
David just started smoking weed, he told me before the show.
No, I did a little bit, and then I haven't done it in a while. But.
All right, well, there
it's
you
like
go.
Riding a bicycle.
Yeah.
No, I didn't do it as a teenager. I
just jumped back on. And then there's three different movie parody posters. This is above and beyond, Chelsea. I don't even... An American Wedding in Palos Verdes. That's your actual where you got married. And Poulterbend 2. What is that, Ben? What's that about? German, you guys, what's you got inside jokes on your name tag?
Wait, it's Ben. I thought you said Dan. It's Ben.
Dan. What? He's Dan.
Oh, it's Dan. Oh, yeah. Why is Ben on there? This
well,
is confusing me.
I just Poulter of Ben. Yeah, I don't know. Let's get to Jason before we've just said too
Edwardians
much.
Of the Galaxy.
Nice, nice.
Great job, Edwardy, and. I like Sarah Silverman as Gamora. That's a nice touch. And look, I'm Rocket.
Yeah.
That's exciting. So yeah, so that's who you're playing for, Jason.
All right, what am
Do you want to change your mind? Are you good?
No, I'm digging it. I mean, right. It was between the duck did call out for me. I was torn between the duck movies, but
there's a duck?
He had a duck. He had Donald Duck, but I was thinking Howard the Duck.
Donald Duck?
Yeah, smoking.
Congratulations, you came in fifth.
Sorry.
Yeah, dude, you're so close to not winning anything. Because only one of you is going to win all of the prizes on behalf of the person you're playing for.
Okay.
And I've devised a couple of games for us to play that... We played a couple days ago in a show where the recording got lost.
Oh.
So I was like, well, let's just play these again, see how it goes.
I thought of a trick for you to help remember Rishi's name.
It's Rishi. It's not so much a trick.
That's the easiest way.
But if you find your...
The trouble with learning people's a name, a pronunciation of a name, is that like you get in your head, it's not this, but it's that. You know what I mean? You're like...
How would you describe that? As
fight
being
with yourself.
A little wishy-washy?
Oh, so that's how the rhyme, rishy, boom, wishy-washy?
Or a little rishy-joshy.
Rishi Joshi? Oh no. Wait, why is Jamie Foxx trending? Is it his birthday or did he die?
Oh no.
Wouldn't this be a terrible time to find out?
Because then when this goes out, people have to relive it again.
Donald Glover and Jamie Foxx are having some sort of flare up.
For a second, yeah. I thought Shazam got picked up.
There isn't going to be more Shazam?
I don't know. Positive energy, baby. It's going to get picked up.
I like that Shazam show.
Shazam.
That's
so fancy.
I watch the classy version. Yes, I watch Shazam.
The British version is so much better.
Yeah, it is so great. All right, where are we? What's happening? We named all the name tags. All right. I just got distracted by something. But this first game we're going to play is called Alex's Jason and Deb's IMDb game. And I've got a special hat for when I'm conducting this game now.
Nice.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, because IMDb.
All right.
So you know how you guys have been through this. You've looked at it. There's on IMDb, it says most known for names for movies or projects, but usually movies if a person's been in four or more movies. And so I'm going to start naming the movies from somebody's top four. When you think you know it, buzz in with your own name. Say, you know, Josh or David. And then...
or Jason.
And then... or Jay. And then... I'll call on you, and then you can say your answer, but don't buzz in too early because, you know, as you know, because you listen to this.
So wait, did you go on the boat, the IMDb boat?
That's where I got the IMDb sailor hat thing, but... You know, I mean, I think it looks good on anybody, but IMDb, so it's like, it's perfect for me.
Nice.
I'm gonna wear it year round. Did you get all the rules? I mean, does that make
sense? Do I have to not look at your phone?
No, don't worry about my phone. Sorry. You don't have to worry about my phone. I need to worry about my phone because I'm getting a lot of strange,
hyper-honest
strange messages that I shouldn't respond to right now, but I still kind of want to.
Hey, man, did you hear about Jamie Foxx? Like those kind of messages?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He and who is it? Who's he fighting with?
Donald Glover.
What do you think the argument is? Jamie Foxx is like, I've been to Atlanta. It's a big deal. All right, so here's the thing I've been looking for. Under pronunciation of your name on your Twitter, it says it's pronounced R-U-S-H-E. So that Rishi. To me is Rushi, not Rishi.
Rishi. Rishikesh.
Yeah. Rishi should be R-I, not R-U.
Well, you could say Rishi. But I think you said
Rushi.
That looks like Rushikesh. I might have to side with DB.
See, that's what
here.
I'm saying.
That's not wrong.
It threw me off because I really thought I did my research,
did.
And then you were telling me that's not how it's pronounced. So that's where we're at. So that's why you're H from now on. And but does everybody understand the IMDb game?
Beep.
Yeah. Oh, dude, if you did that, that's fine.
All right,
you don't have to use your name. Just make a noise when you're ready to guess. Whose top four has these movies in it?
All right.
Oh.
Now you get it?
I didn't at first.
Yeah. Now
you're trying to guess a person's
top. Now you're completely on board.
Yeah, I'm with
you. Yeah. Just tell me who this is. Whose top four starts with The Natural? A lot of people in that movie. If you buzz in, you're taking a chance. -1 point if you're wrong.
Oh.
Yeah, so take your time. Do it right. We can do it, baby.
I can name one person from that movie.
From The Natural?
I'm hoping the next one he was in it too.
The next movie is, and it's also, you know, not necessarily films people acted in, but films that are involved in some way.
Oy vey.
Yeah. I just want to make that clear. Ordinary People. So we got The Natural and Ordinary People. Does anybody want to weigh in on that? The third title... Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Oh, I think David made the first noise.
I should have done it after the second one, but I thought you were doing a trick, but Robert Redford.
Yeah, it's Robert Redford. That's correct.
That was the one person I knew from The Natural.
Yeah, and yet, Mary Tyler Moore was wonderful in The Natural.
So David gets 1 point, and he can add one more point to a score by naming the fourth title in Robert Redford's top four.
Okay.
Yeah, lots to choose from.
Yeah.
The algorithm on IMDb is messed up. You don't know what's going on.
Is it weird?
It is weird.
Because it... I just feel like a lot of people talked about it, and it was recent, and it was just him. I'm gonna say, and I don't feel good about this, All Is Lost.
Oh, okay. That's what that was called?
Yeah, the boat one.
I thought it was called An Old Man and a Gun.
That's the newer one.
That's the newer one. Yeah.
No, they went with All the President's Men.
Oh, damn it.
I thought it might be The Sting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, so many good options, but that puts David ahead in the lead with 1 point. It's not a strong lead, so it's anybody's game at this point.
My girlfriend is legitimately at home watching All the President's Men.
As we speak?
As we speak, she's like, oh, well, you're gonna, I'm going to finish it up. It's really good. And I was like, yeah, I watched it in high school.
I mean, that all should have been a sign to just show up here and just no matter what the question was, just say All the President's Men.
I did a live reading of it at L.A. City Hall 2 years ago.
Which part did you play?
I played the Jew. Carl Bernstein. As in every project I've ever done, I played the Jewish
Jew.
Fellow.
Here comes the Jew.
Jew.
All right. Next round. Starting her off with a motion picture called Chicago. Whose top four starts with Chicago?
And you lose a point if you jump in too quickly?
Yeah, don't go too early.
Okay.
Don't get at me with your John C. Reillys. The second film is Mamma Mia! Exclamation point. It's important to note that title is very exciting. Then Into the Woods. Yeah, this is a tricky one. I don't blame any of you for not getting this one. I'm proud of you for not getting this one. Because the fourth movie is The Birdcage. Does anybody have a guess?
Musicals.
Yeah, it is very musical.
Oh, God.
Say the four again.
Chicago, Mamma Mia, Into the Woods, The Birdcage.
I know this.
There's audience members that know it.
Yeah. Oh, this is killing me.
It is kind of a tough one, though, so I'm going to call it. It's.
Can I do an impression of the voice I think it is?
Oh, okay. That sounds like
a... sounds like it's weirdly noncommittal.
Sounds like a fun approach. I'd love that on Jeopardy. Alex, can I do the sound of the answer?
Stalling. Why can't I think of his name?
It's not even a he, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Who'd you think it was? Let me hear that voice.
Yeah, I'm ready now. I want
to
hear it.
I know. I'm trying to think. This isn't. I was just trying to buy time to think of the. It was. I know I'm thinking of The Birdcage with, like, what you've all done here is a terrible disaster. You know, like.
Hank Azaria in The Birdcage?
No, that's or more
Nathan,
like.
Is Nathan Lane?
No, he's more like this. Nathan Lane.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think when he comes in as the mother and he's all. That's a hard impression to do.
All right. Well, the answer is the great actress, Christine Baranski.
Oh, Josh. I used to drive her. I was her driver.
Whoa.
This is embarrassing.
Well, you know.
As a young man.
Don't have to love all of her films.
I would pick her up at the Broadway show. She was doing a Neil Simon play called Rumors. I'd pick her up twice a week and drive her to Connecticut.
Whoa.
And then you were in a movie together.
Was she cool?
She was awesome. I got a speeding ticket, two speeding tickets in close succession, and the second time, knowing that I already had points on my license, she offered to pretend that she was pregnant. I didn't take her up on it. I should have, because I could have seen, you know, I could have seen a live performance.
Yeah.
But she was super cool. Couldn't be nicer. And then when I did a Broadway show years later, opening night, Flowers from Christine Baranski.
Wow, neat. That's nice to hear.
Not a big fan of her filmography.
Yeah, if you're not into musicals, but she's, you know.
I didn't remember that she was in Chicago. I certainly remember that she was in Mamma Mia.
Yeah, and everybody says she's amazing in The Good Wife and now The Good Fight. You know, she's a great actress.
She's terrific.
Yeah.
and a wonderful passenger.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever take her to the Piggly Wiggly?
I was just trying to drive her to the stove.
To pull over so she can make water. All right. Next round starts with...
Damn it.
Nobody got any points on that one, so David just is in the lead with 1 point.
This, yes, that, I'm thinking that lead might hold with this group.
We'll see. It's, okay. It's tricky. This is a tough one. Oh, also a theme emerges. So far we have Robert Redford and Christine Baranski. They do have a connection, in my mind anyway. Mm. So here's the third one. Terms of endearment. An officer and a gentleman.
Ooh.
Right?
Yeah.
You guys know it. The third one. I thought you were better at this shit.
No, never. All I've ever done is a bid and pass. That's all you've ever seen me do.
Urban cowboy.
Caca.
David?
Stole my sound.
Now I feel wrong that it was, I would say Richard Gere.
Just say it. No.
They loses a point, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's down to zero.
Oh, we caught up.
Everybody's tied.
Tied at last.
I love that Jason remembered that rule.
It's the only way I'll win, if at all. No.
All right, David, so you're out for this round. The fourth name, the fourth title of this person's top four is a movie called Rachel Getting Married. So we've got Terms of Endearment, Officer and Gentleman, Urban Cowboy, and Rachel Getting Married. Any guesses?
I can picture it.
And if
I
throw a random name out, then I lose a point, even though I have no points.
If it's the wrong name, you'll go negative one, yeah.
I feel like I might as well get. I want a point, whether it's negative or positive. Yeah. So,
oh, I like that.
And
attitude.
I'm probably way off, but I don't know why it's stuck in my head. Michael Douglas.
Yeah, you're way off. That's four movies he was not in.
But he is on my mind, and
I appreciate that. I'm
point.
Excited. I like a player. I like anyone that goes for the negative point. That's impressive.
It's the woman from Officer and Gentleman.
If no one has a guess, can I?
Yeah. No, it's the woman from all four of those movies.
Wait.
Is it another woman?
He carries her.
Okay, am I?
Ready?
I might be wrong.
Give it a shot.
Oh. Deborah Winger?
That's right! You did it!
I was having a Jack Warden moment.
Rishi did it, everybody.
Well done.
Yes. Rishi. just slow it down, or just speed up the other way I said it. Go from Rushi to Rushi. One more round. We got a tiebreaker ready if anybody manages to catch up with this.
By getting 1 point.
This is exciting. And so far, we have Robert Redford, Christine Baranski, and Deborah Winger. And here's the fourth round. The first film is Kill Bill Volume 2. Lots of people in that. The next film is Wall Street.
Say it again, motherfucker. Say it again.
Michael Douglas. He's going Michael Douglas again. Michael Douglas, so great in the Kill Bill movies. Gotta go negative two for Jason. But, you know, he'll have more points on the board than the other players, probably.
You baited him into
just
that,
just in the wrong direction. All right, so the third film is Kill Bill Volume 2, Wall Street, Splash.
Right. Okay, I'm going to go.
I think Josh got in first.
Yeah. I have no idea, but Daryl Hannah?
Yeah, that's it. Daryl Hannah.
I do have an idea, then.
Yeah, you did have an idea, and it was Daryl.
Right. Can we just arm wrestle now? Do we really have to have a tiebreaker?
So what's the connection between those four?
I like a good tiebreaker.
All right, that's the question now.
Yeah, if you get the fourth Daryl Hannah title, then you will win this thing, Josh. So it's so far I've said Kill Bill Volume...
Blade Runner.
2. Wall Street. Splash. And you just jumped in there with Blade Runner. is Kill Bill Volume 1.
Oh, that makes sense too. Boo!
All right, so we do have a time between Rishi and Joshy, so so this one is guess as often as you like. Whoever says it first wins. Unlikely either of you will.
But Michael Douglas.
I'll try to give you.
Yes!
I'll try to give you some extra clues.
But thank you.
David and Jason, sit this one out. But make a face like you know it when you think you know it. Let everyone know. Okay. And again, it's Robert Redford, Christine Baranski, Deborah Winger, and Daryl Hannah. And the final name is his. Oh, I said his. So there's a clue.
This is a movie they were all
there's
in together?
There's a clue.
Together?
It's a dude.
No. We're just playing the game.
Again. No, they were all in something together. Yes.
And this dude was in it.
You figured out the theme. First Blood. Jason with the loud inhale. Silverado.
Kevin Costner.
No.
But there's no penalties.
Nope.
Jack Warden.
Ratatouille.
Patton Oswalt.
No.
I'm gonna use my guesses. Yeah. Shout out to Mayor Russ, dear friend of mine from college.
Yeah, Patton wasn't in First Blood or Silverado.
Fran Molina.
Known him for a while. Ratatouille, and then the fourth one. People in the audience will know for sure. Cocoon.
Wilford Brimley.
Oh my God, you guys. So close. On the verge.
Say the names of them again.
First Blood, Silverado, Ratatouille, and Cocoon.
You got this.
And from Ratatouille, Patton Oswalt used to tell a story in his
stand-up. You're distracting me.
No, this will help. This is
I'm
good.
Playing a game right now. I'm in a lightning round. No, go ahead.
The who plays the critic, the restaurant critic in Ratatouille?
I love look at that. He'd be happy for me to get it.
It's Peter O'Toole, like right?
Oh, I don't know.
He's not in those other ones.
John Lovitz? There's no penalty for guessing.
All right, I'm going to give you the initials now.
Okay.
The initials of this actor are BD.
Brad Davis. No. Bill Dixon.
No.
Bobby Dunboy.
No. I love this, though.
I'm actually starting to have fun for the first time.
Wait, First Blood.
Blubber Dennison.
Blubber Dickface.
Brian Dennehy.
Yeah.
That is correct. No.
I knew it all the time.
Did Blubber Dennison open it up for you?
It was the long con, people. It was the long
you
con.
You really dragged that out beautifully. I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
With your big...
So wait, did I win?
2 points. So Josh won that, but there's one more game to determine...
Positive energy, Casey.
To determine the actual winner tonight... We're going to play another game, but Josh gets to go first in that game. That's what he wins for his trouble. So we're going to start with Josh, then go to Rishi, then to David and Jason. And the game is called Last Man Stanton. And on Saturday in San Diego, I got two names from the audience, and they were good names. We had a good game, so we're going to play that again. And... all you got to do is name a movie that one of these two people was in and you're still in. And when you run out, you can go, as your lifeline, you can go to the person whose name tag you chose. You can go to them once to help you. Okay. But other than that, if you get
ready,
wrong,
Casey.
Before you move to that, though, what was the movie that has Robert Redford, Christine Baranski, and...
That's a movie fan right there.
That I love that you asked me that because on Saturday, no one brought it up and it never got mentioned again. And I often forget to say what the theme was, but all of those people are in a film called Legal Eagles.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was on Kaka. That was on it was on cable. It was on Starz Encore channel in my hotel room when I was preparing the games. And I was like, this movie has... Christine Baranski has a small, silly part in it, so I thought it was perfect. But the films that you have to name of the two actors, two people that I'm pretty sure have never appeared in a film together, Samuel L. Jackson and Drew Barrymore. So when it's your turn, name a film that either one of them were in, And if you can't, you're out. Josh?
Pulp Fiction.
Great answer. Don't know why you think Drew Barrymore was in that.
Oh, shit.
But nice try. Thanks for playing. Rishi?
Fresh.
Wow. I would save that one if I was you. David?
Firestarter.
I would save that one too. Jason?
Poltergeist.
That was Michael Douglas.
Wait, I'm sorry. So they both have to be in the same movie?
No, no. Neither of them have to be in it. Just name any movie. No, I'm kidding. It's no, it's a film that's got Drew Barrymore or Sam Jackson.
One or.
One or the other.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry, yeah, yeah. sorry. Drew Barrymore.
Neither of them have worked with you and Kevin, I don't think, right?
No, what's the Drew Barrymore when she goes back to high school?
You guys have been in movies with everybody.
I can ask my partner here, can I?
You can go to your partner once, but I would say in the case of this one, if you
apparently you can go to your partner once after answering incorrectly.
Well, I thought
yeah. Once you get it wrong, you're out. So don't say anything wrong.
Why is everyone hanging up on me, man? This dude's telling me I don't deserve to be on stage because I made a bad joke in the beginning. Josh is like,
wait, he said,
bring it.
Yeah, he said, this is why you weren't at the UBC. He's like, this is why you've never been in the UBC, my friend. Because I said I have America's
ass. Get out of the UBC!
Hey, by the way, my next show here at the UBC is on August 13th at 8 o'clock, new time slot. You guys excited to come by earlier?
Samuel Jackson.
Okay, good. Sam Jackson.
The Avengers.
Yeah. Yeah, Sam Jackson's in there. Back to you, Josh.
The Hateful Eight.
Mm-hmm.
I did a play with Sam Jackson.
You did?
Many years ago in a small theater in Los Angeles.
What was it called?
Who would have thought of the two of us, he'd be the one whose career would take off?
You don't use
Everyone who saw the play.
What was the play?
It was called Distant Fires, and it took place, a construction crew on a construction site in Baltimore and some race relations, and we had to pour out concrete during the course of the play.
Did you do a Baltimore accent?
Maybe that's why I wasn't so good. No, I don't remember particularly doing an accent. I do remember that I understudied a part. I took over for a great actor named Matt McGrath, and I had never practiced pouring the cement, and I poured way too much cement.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it hardened around people's feet in the audience. Just the first night, then I got the hang of it.
Yeah, that's a bonus for those people.
I'm just
first
buying
night.
Time for Rishi because he looks like he might be stuck.
No, I got it.
I know.
No, he's got it. What do you got?
E.T., the extraterrestrial.
The extraterrestrial, yes. David?
I'm going to go with 51st Date.
Oh, wait, I was saving that one. Damn it.
Shaft, yes.
Glass?
You got this, Jason. Glass, of course.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Unbreakable, then.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you snake in the grass.
Blended.
You snake in the glass.
What? Blended.
Blended, okay. Drew Barrymore.
Oh. I'm out, man. I can't. So
go to your. You can go to your person.
Yeah, go to.
Oh yes, give me my person.
Eduardo.
Never been kissed.
He says never been kissed. Is what you were looking for earlier. Yes. Yeah.
Can I go Avengers Endgame?
Mm-hmm.
Then Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, top grossing film of all time.
Right.
Breaking news.
Spider-Man: Far From Home.
Really? Yep. Okay.
You saw it.
If you say so. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, he was also in Alita Battle Angel HD.
No.
David. Charlie's Angels.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. What does that make you think of, Jason? He just said Charlie's Angels.
Bosworth?
Played by
Charlie's Angels 2?
That's what I was going to say.
What's the full throttle? What's it called?
The Full Throttle?
Yeah. Charlie's Angels 2, Full Throttle. Is that your guess?
Yes.
Okay, correct. Josh.
Snakes on a Plane.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fever Pitch.
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh, that is
Richie's good. Clearly going to win because he's already going yeah.
You think?
Deep, I think. Okay. And also because I'm out of movies. Out.
There's so many. They I both know. Have been in so many. There's still God, a trilogy that hasn't been finished off. David.
Oh, yeah. It took me a second. Black Snake Moan.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Drew Barrymore was so good in that.
I didn't get around to seeing that movie because I was chained to a radiator.
You were?
Yeah, when it came out. It was really ironic.
How would you know? You didn't see it. But it is.
Yeah.
Very ironic.
I mean, I saw the trailer. I know what happens.
From your radiator?
Yeah. I had internet near the radiator. Jason.
So it's playing trailers, but you never got to the movie.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't, you know.
Charlie's
I don't BitTorrent. I don't steal movies. Yeah, they haven't done a third one. Well, there's a new reboot now. New Charlie's Angels. Maybe she'll show up in that.
I can't think of any other movies now.
Oh,
is Iron Man was Nick Fury? Samuel Jackson's like in all the movies.
I'll take Iron Man.
Yeah.
I'll accept that. I think he shows up in the end credits of that one.
Yeah,
that's right.
All right, Josh.
Iron Man 2.
Yeah, why not, Rishi?
Captain Marvel.
Yeah. David.
Since I have two people as my lifeline,
uh-huh.
and I know the actor and some of the cast from the movie I'm thinking of, I just don't quite have the name. Could I use one for this and still hold on to the other one for, like, I don't have no idea?
Outrageous.
What kind of crazy plan is that?
Oh, why can't I think? Oh, I just
do
just
it
went through my head.
Or just ask them for something, get something else from them, and maybe this other thing will
come
to
back
you
to me
by the time it gets to you.
Or, all right, guys, what do you got?
What do you got?
Do the right thing,
they say, okay, for Sam Jackson.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I hate to blow it this early because I feel like they got a deep catalog, and I'm... This is bad news.
Jason?
Oh, Thor. I mean, Captain America.
Okay. Josh?
The Avengers movie we haven't mentioned yet.
What's it called?
Avengers : something. You want to accept that? You told him full throttle.
You're right.
Let me
help you similarly.
Mm-hmm. The Avengers similarly.
In what age did it take place?
Age of Ultron.
Uh-huh, okay.
Oh, well, I didn't realize that was the
there
title.
There you go. Rishi?
I thought my request was just as reasonable. But
your what?
My request was seemingly as much of a reasonable sort of.
You know, but I'm close enough to make eye contact, and I'm working the shit out of
it. Damn it.
Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
Okay.
God damn it. Those were the next. I was going to guess both of those. I like the Age of Old. I knew that one. Okay. God. Oh, I can see it. Chris Cooper yelling, "Turn him loose!" And then Samuel Jackson's on trial. It's...
Oh.
Fucking, what movie is... What's the name of this?
Sounds like it's about race.
Yeah.
I think if he's willing to complete the entire scene, I'll accept it.
Yeah, if you act it out for us.
Okay. Then they're gaveling.
There's gaveling.
There's a lot of gaveling. You're out of order.
It's one of those
courtroom
movies.
He did not have done the same thing. Turn him loose. You're out of order, Your Honor. That's pretty much the scene. It's heavy.
I say give it to him. I was moved by that performance.
No. I don't want to take. Let me think of.
That's not enough reason.
Yeah. God. Okay. I already did Blended. That was stupid to use that so early.
Mm-hmm.
All the films of Sam Jackson.
Yeah, this
there's
is pathetic.
There's at least 50 of them that
right.
haven't been said.
Yeah.
And then Drew Barrymore.
Oh, Jackie Brown.
She's quite prolific. There you go. Good job. Josh?
It's up to me again?
I thought Jason was out.
Oh, am I out?
Did you?
Yeah.
He got one last time? All right, yeah. You're still in.
Is Sam Jackson in Kill Bill?
Volume...
1, 2, 3.
I'm not gonna just give it to you.
Oh, wait, imagine he's one.
Yeah. I really don't know, so I'll just take. I know he's briefly in one of the two, but I forget if he shows up in two or one.
Well, then I'm saying the other one.
One.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. You can do that.
Sure. She? Two. Thanks for that.
Accept both of them?
Thanks. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Because you got another one.
For Kill Bill, you mean?
No, for either of those actors.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah. What else you got?
It's clearly going to be Rishi.
Yeah, you're going to win.
Cut to the...
You're winning this thing.
Poison Ivy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Damn it.
Does he... I believe he makes an appearance in Django Unchained.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's not just an appearance. He's
pretty heavily in it. Pretty heavily featured.
He's fucking in it.
I refer to all roles as appearances.
He's like, fuck you, Django, is the last line of the movie. Before he explodes, and then Django does a little trissage. It's weird. It's a weird ending.
I think
Jason's gonna go with.
I think I'm. I can't think of any more. Is he? Sam Jackson's in. What's the movie? The. I can't think of it. I don't even know he's in it, but I can't think of it. What's the movie with the bet? It's a really awesome fight scene in a church. I know I probably won't get it, but there was a second one. The Kingsman.
Oh, yeah, he's in the first Kingsman.
The Kingsman.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. The Secret Service Circle?
Secret Circle. That's the second one.
The Golden Circle is the second one where they all pee in the circle.
Yes. So the Kingsman.
The first one, the Kingsman. There's more words to it, though. Kingsman.
Something.
The
Lost. Full Throttle.
Something. Service.
The Lost City of Gold.
Yeah, at your service. All right, you're still in. Josh?
All right.
A lot of squeakers.
I think I
got to
go to Casey now. I have one, I think, but it's questionable. Casey?
All right, try
You got anything? Duplex. Positive energy.
Duplex.
Casey's
that was going with Duplex with Ben Stiller.
Sure. I didn't realize Ben Stiller movies were acceptable. Great.
Drew Barrymore and Ben Stiller in Duplex.
Excellent.
Rishi.
Thank you.
Scream?
Yes, of course. She's killed in the first scene.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of the first Scream.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. David?
That was good. That was...
Yeah.
Gonna be a lot of kicking myself after this.
I just have a hard time watching Jesus fail.
It happened, man.
It's kind of the sequel.
The thing that's driving me crazy is I keep thinking of that goddamn movie, and my brain keeps going, it's definitely not The Heat of the Night. And then I go, okay, got it. And then like, Heat of the Night? Like, no, it's definitely not that. Back to you.
Heat of the Night.
It's the title has a similar structure.
Sure. I get it.
And I'm now
thanks
Rishi
for playing.
Like, God damn it. All right.
Jason, are you good?
New Jack City?
Who's in that? Drew Barrymore?
Samuel Jackson's the cop, I believe.
Does he show up in that?
Is it New Jack?
I feel like he's not in that.
New Jack or no, Boys in the Hood. Boys in the Hood.
Boys in the Hood, maybe.
Boys in the
Hood. Josh. Yes.
So maybe it's acceptable now.
Sure.
I'm going to say, I feel like she was married to him. She must be in this.
New Jack.
Freddy Got Fingered.
Oh, yes, please. Yes, please.
I don't think she showed
they
up.
They acted
in that.
Like she was.
I don't think so.
Someone IMDb
all right.
At.
I retire.
Late,
I'll be the first
great
out
Rip Torn. Rishi?
A Time to Kill.
Mm-hmm.
Fair. It's not like The Heat of the Night, but similar.
Oh, that was the movie you were thinking about?
Yeah.
All right. So you're out there, David?
Yeah, but and then I just thought of another one.
Oh, okay.
So
what is it?
Roller Derby.
Roller Derby?
But I think I already missed a
that's
turn.
That's not what that's called.
It's not?
It's no. About Roller Derby.
It's not called Roller Derby.
Roller Girls?
That would have been a great title for it, as would Roller Girls.
What's it called?
Something else. Don't say it, you guys.
That was
we
my
fault. We still have an active game happening. But yeah, it's called Whip It. All right, so Rishi's the winner then.
Yeah.
Yay!
We but did he it. Did have New Jack City, I believe. So I think Jason might still be.
What out. About Drew Barrymore? Oh, she's in it. Okay.
Oh.
Wow, the whole audience just got
how
fingered.
How dare you?
I love how you went right to the internet to prove
well,
that.
Well, you know, once I was eliminated, I had
I
to
forget she must be in it very briefly. I can't even remember her being in it.
She's in
but,
it.
All right.
I'll still concede the win to Rishi.
Really? Yes. Oh, because he's got another one, right? What's,
exactly.
What's your next one, Rishi? Oh, maybe not.
We got you.
Oh, your lifeline?
How about did you go to your lifeline? Yes.
Wedding Singer. Go.
Very good.
You were going to give me?
Yes, finally completing the trilogy. Yeah. All right, yeah, so I'm calling it. You're the winner, dude. Congratulations.
Way to go.
Come get your prizes. It's a bag and then a couple of items. Who was it? You right here?
Zach.
There you go, dude. Congratulations. That's some good stuff. Yeah.
Way to go.
Did it.
Nice work, Zach.
All right, let's do some plugs. That's what we're all here for. Josh Molina, West Wing Podcast.
West Wing Podcast. The West Wing Weekly comes podcast. Out tonight. You know what? We forgot to publish tonight because we were here doing your podcast. And we got...
So your show's coming out late because
it's
of us?
It's coming out late. Yes, exactly. But it will be coming
I'm
out...
I'm honored.
Weekly until January 2020. Is that when it all wraps?
It is. Into,
yeah, neat.
Yeah,
the big show that's sold out. So don't go to that, but listen to it. That's the great thing about, like, when Douglas movies sell out, I can tell people, well, you can still listen to
them. That's right.
And they go, no. I wanted to be there.
We'll put it out.
But same plug, or do you have other things to plug, Rishi?
I have another podcast called Song Exploder.
What happens on that?
So good.
A musician breaks down how a song of theirs was made, and it's intercut with the isolated parts of the song, so you can hear what's actually going on in the music. And
that's
they tell
awesome.
The story of making it, and... I make that.
What's an example of the kinds of artists you get on there?
All different kinds. Metallica.
Ooh.
U2.
Ooh.
Björk, Solange.
Ooh.
Stop.
Yeah, that's great.
All different kinds.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right.
There's a lot of movie and TV soundtracks in there, too.
Okay, cool. Check it out. David Huntsberger.
Yeah, I have a bunch of live stand-up dates coming up, starting this weekend in Houston and Austin, be it the Secret Group and the Velveeta Room, and then Watertown, South Dakota, and Denver, Colorado, then Portland and Bend, Oregon, Boise, Idaho, San Francisco, Sacramento, and Minneapolis in the beginning of September. All the tickets are davidhuntsberger.com. And the special One-Headed Beast is streaming for free on Amazon Prime. We put just tons of work into it. All these animators and a bunch of artists, and it looks real pretty, if nothing else. So hopefully you check that out.
Yeah, if you don't laugh at it, you'll be like, this is pretty to look at. Which is nice. Jason Mewes.
So go to csmod, csmod.com. We have a podcast, Kevin and I, called Jay and Silent Bob Get Old. I have my own stand-up show as well called Jay Mewes and His Amusing Stories, which all the tour dates are on csmod. I also stream on Twitch, video games, and I have an IRL backpack. I walk around and mess with people and stuff. It's Jay Mewes, J-A-Y-M-E-W-E-S. And then, of course, Jay and Silent Bob, a reboot road show, which, again, you can see the trailer and go to rebootroadshow.com to see what city we're going to be in. We're going to show the movie, do a Q&A afterwards. In August 2nd, the movie I directed is coming out. So it's a little bit of business there.
So much going on. So great. Right. Thank you so much for being here. I'm going to be in Houston, Texas as well, David. I'm going to be at the Secret Group August 7th and 8th. And then I'm doing Doug Lowe's Movies at Improv in Miami, Florida on August 10th at 4:20. One more time for all of my guests, Jason Mewes, David Huntsberger, Rishi Hirway, and Josh Molina. Finally got that right. Josh Molina, everybody. And as always, positive energy!
Positive energy!
Thanks again to Good Boys. What if the guys who made Superbad and Sausage Party made an R-rated comedy starring 12-year-old boys? Well, they did, and it's the hilarious new movie, Good Boys. Critics and audiences have been loving Good Boys, raving that you'll laugh for 90 minutes straight, and that it's delightfully inappropriate. Don't miss Good Boys in theaters August 16th.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room